Hello, everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life with your host, Shalina. Hello.
Hi, Shrek. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
So now that we've had 2 weeks into 2020, how do you feel?
Marvelous. I say marvelous a lot with my clients. They start saying it. I don't know why. I always say, I clap my hands and I'll say, marvelous. Let's get on to the next. It's really weird. So yeah, if you
were ever a Simpsons character, like that's what it would be.
Yeah, that would be my theme. Yeah, that yeah. My word, marvelous. And I do have clients. I have regular clients. There's one in particular who loves saying it in a British accent to take the piss out of me.
So it's like marvelous.
Yeah, she does. She sounds like a some posh princess or something saying marvelous, darling, marvelous. And it's just because of me saying it too many times.
Where is she originally from?
She's originally Saudi. So imagine her saying, love her to bits, but she makes me laugh all the time. And yeah. I have this thing about saying marvelous too many times.
Okay. What are we going to talk about today?
I wanted to talk about something that I actually have too many of, which is handbags, which I know you like rolling your eyes at me.
So this is one, again, it's always nice to have one of those topics where I can just ask you this question and then just check out.
Yes. But you have seen my extensive collection of handbags. Oh, you've seen
I don't think we should talk about what I've seen, like... Let's just leave that out.
Why? It's not that bad. It's only the handbags that's the problem. Uh-huh. It's not a problem. We all have I always say.
That's true. It's only the handbags with you. I mean, you only have like 3 pairs of shoes, thankfully. So it's never a problem.
You're such a liar, but thanks for that. I have a lot of pairs of Havaiana flip-flops. So everybody has a thing that they have too many of.
Nope.
Everybody.
Nope.
You have a lot of headphones.
Two is not a lot of headphones.
No, you have more than two, don't you? You got two Bose ones alone.
I only have the second Bose ones, remember, because I misplaced my first one.
Yeah, that was a funny day. I had to go shopping with them.
And it just turned out that I found them. So
like, yeah, that was even funnier.
So I just ended up having two.
I'm sure you got something. Everyone has something.
Not anymore. Like when I decluttered in June or July, whatever, like a lot of stuff got donated.
We're never going to hear the end of him decluttering in June. Never. He did it.
No,
him a gold medal.
It expires in June 2020. Until then, I can keep talking about
it. Yeah, we have to give him a gold medal soon. Yeah. No, I've had clients who've had... One has 50 types of foundation for contouring. Another one had about 10 types of poaching things for poaching eggs. Never poaches an egg, curl up herself.
Yeah.
Then there's the kind of saucepans, but you know, like the Indian saucepans with the flat lids, we call them sufria. The, you know, the kind of round.
The series of them, I guess.
Yeah, loads of those. Yeah, there's loads. Soaps. People have a thing about soaps. Handbags, shoes, obviously.
People are weird. What are all these things? Why are people obsessing over these things?
But it's always one thing that's the major obsession. And I like finding out when I'm with clients, what's the obsession.
I mean, I know of people that collect mugs for just no reason. Yeah. We've seen magnets.
Magnets is, I can see because I've got magnets. And handbags is my main thing. I love handbags. I love buying them and spoiling myself and... looking after them. And I have a lot of clients that have a lot of handbags as well. It is a thing. So I thought, wouldn't it be nice to talk about handbags today and about how to organize them?
Nice is a subjective term.
Right. So there are different thoughts on how to store your handbags and how to look after your handbags.
Let me guess. There's one school of thought that likes to pack everything in a nice little thing and put it aside. And then there's the Shalina school of thought, where you like to see everything.
So, yes, you're right, Shrek. There are two schools of thought. There are the ones, keep it in the cloth bags or leave them out. So what I do is put the cloth bags inside the handbags to keep them in shape. And I have them so I can see what they are. So if, you know, it's fine if you only got a few handbags and you know which they are. But when you have quite a few, it saves time. And you know my ethos is you have to be able to find everything in 5 seconds. So I literally can open my cupboard and see the handbag that I want to, you know, that I want to pick up. So there's a different, you know, that you can do that. So the way of storing is different for people as well. So I have quite a few handbags. So I have a special cupboard just for the handbags with shelves. And I have different levels. So one for the bigger bags, one for the clutches, and one for one designer bags that I am a big fan of. And then at the bottom of the, I call them the cheaper bags and the travel bags, the bags that are not, they're not my pride of place. That are not going to be.
I think I've heard that phrase in, I don't know, 100 years.
They're not my pride of place. They're not my special bags. So they're at the bottom. But there are different, you know, you can get, so you can do that. You could get a wardrobe, say you can get it from IKEA, and you can get like a Billy bookcase or something with a glass door, and you can put all your bags in there. So that would be quite a good thing as well. If you haven't got the space for a bookcase or a cupboard, you can put it into a drawer. Like, so you could get a cabinet and then have sections in there to put all your handbags in there. As I always say with buying organizers, get ones that are not too complicated. Like, don't get ones where you have to open compartments and hang things. It's just painful. If you have to spend more time trying to put the thing away and hook it up or put it into an envelope or, you know, whatever, then that's not good. And same goes for jewelry organizers. Those hanging jewelry organizers where they've got slots and you put jewelry in them, they're a bad idea. They're painful and they look ugly after a while. A good one I do like are like acrylic organizers. So you can get the dividers and then you can put different clutches in them. So they're quite good. You can put them into drawers or shelves within cupboards. You can get them from Amazon, from Container Store. You'll see them online. You can find them as well. Another one is to get hangers. So you can, for the big handbags you have, you can get these like metal hangers that you can hook onto into your wardrobe and you can hang them there. So that's nice as well. And that's also from Container Store. And another thing that people like doing is getting, you know, those hooks. You can get like hooks, door hooks, or you can get one that goes over the door and it has lots of hooks, you know, for towels and hoodies and, you know, so you can put your bags there. So that's a good one for big bags or the bag that you use on a regular basis. You can do put that there as well. The other ones, you know, you see these door at the back, there's a door racks and you put them into slots. If you've got five bags that could work, but if any more, it's just not going to work. It's just not worth it. So that's the way to do it. For looking after your bags, as I said, you know, if you have a cloth bag and they are very delicate, do use those cloth bags to protect the bags. But if they're, you know, it's fine for them to be out. And if it, as long as it's in a cupboard, then you can put the cloth bags inside, keep the shape, and then let them out, let them breathe. And always check on them every so often. So I have seen with clients in their cupboards, you know, if they're in there for too long and there's a bit of damp because of the air conditioning, bags do go moldy. So you need to check up on your bags every so often. Like even the ones you don't use often, do check up on them. And if you see a little bit of mold, you can send them to various, there's like some laundry companies, high-end ones, who will deal with cleaning the bags and cleaning the mold. And there are bag companies, so, you know, that fix the shoes and the bags, they can do that as well. So do look after your bags well, especially when they're leather and suede. You need to protect them. So there's a special tissue paper you can get for bags that, you know, protect them. And that you can use that same tissue paper for cashmere jumpers as well. So you're supposed to, you know, after the winter is finished, you get that tissue paper and you wrap your cashmere in there to prevent the moths getting in and prevent the damp. So you can use that as well. And especially for delicate shoes as well. If you've got very fancy, delicate leather shoes, you can use them. Another brilliant idea I've seen is, you know, getting like the cubbies. So, you know, there's, say, the Hemnes bookshelf that I used to have in my house with all the slots. So you could put all your bags in there because they're little sections. So, but have a look on Pinterest as well. So if you're getting a closet made, you can see different ideas about how to store bags. And some of them are quite good, actually. I have to say, I don't often big up the Pinterest.
Maybe we can leave a link to a couple of them in the show notes for people.
Yeah. So that's it, really. I'd love to hear what listeners have, what they do to look after their handbags. If they have any brilliant ideas or they have stored them in a certain way, they can send us pictures so that we can have a look, and we'll talk about it in the next episode.
Or if they're struggling with something in particular with their handbags, maybe they can reach out to you by visiting declutterme.com and filling out a contact form. Or, of course, on social media at declutterme. That's declutterme.
That was a brilliant segue, Shrek.
Well, thank you. I have my moments.
You do.
But yeah, so that's it for this week, of course. And yeah, as always, you can find all of our episodes for free in your favorite podcast player. It's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, wherever else you might like to listen. So do hit the subscribe button and leave us a review if you're enjoying the show, so that we can hear from you. Bye.